Stay tuned after the episode for a new trailer from our friends at Chain of Being, a mythic science fiction podcast available everywhere. Feel free to join other Excelsior fans for a discussion and speculation in the fan-run Facebook group Starship Excelsior, a fan group.
Captain's Log, Stardate 62069.5. 2 years of exploration, wonder, and awe in the Delta Quadrant are ending with a mission we hope involves none of those things. Admiral Parker has ordered us to divert from our homeward journey to take discreet, long-range reconnaissance scans of Borg space. My own concerns have been repeatedly overruled. Pause. Come.
Got you at a bad time, Alcar?
No, of course not. Well, a little. What's up?
I just thought, since you couldn't make it for breakfast, I'd bring us some lunch.
Great! Thanks. And sorry again about this morning. I've just been...
Been what?
I was going to say busy, but no, not really. To be honest, I guess I've been brooding.
You're not the only one. This mission has the whole crew on edge. Remember when Voyager got home?
We all felt better about the Borg for a while. That was nice.
They got all the way across Borg space in one piece. They destroyed a transwarp hub, killed a queen. It looked like the Borg might not be so unbeatable after all. But now...
Now we know. Every time we've ever hurt the Borg, they've hardly felt it. We're only alive because they've been too busy fighting their war with the Bluegills.
It's funny we can think about anything else, isn't it?
Right? We had a birthday party for Yubari on Tuesday. A birthday party! She's doomed, we're doomed. And here we are celebrating a bit more doomedness.
Doomedness?
See? This is how easy we get distracted. I guess it's what keeps us sane.
Speaking of distractions, what's going on with that?
Hmm? Oh, you mean the Ansible? Yeah, I've been keeping it here when science isn't taking a run at it. It may be Scion technology, capable of communicating across infinite distances. Retrieved at a terrible price, but it's one of the only proofs we have that once in a while we can win.
Win?
Also makes a good paperweight.
Fine, but I meant the beeping sound.
The what?
You don't hear that? It started beeping a minute ago.
You're messing with me, right?
Maybe it's outside your hearing range. Humans have slightly wider auditory response zones. Okay, tell me you're hearing that.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it to the science people.
Red alert. All hands to the battle stations.
So much for lunch.
Hey, you gotta eat. What have we got?
A Borg transwarp conduit just opened 10,000 kilometers to port.
On screen. Helm, maximum warp. Hit it.
Aye, sir. Plotting a course.
Sir, we'll lose sensor contact at warp. Admiral Parker did want us monitoring Borg activity.
Admiral Parker's free to come out here and monitor them himself. We are getting home alive. What the...
The conduit has closed. No ships detected.
Helm, belay warp speed. Full scan.
The Borg don't just casually open up transwarp conduits.
Something's going on here.
Does anyone else hear an alarm?
Captain, it's coming from your ready...
Yeah, I know. It's the Ansible. I guess Trills are on the better hearing than Bolian's list, too.
The Ansible? Why?
We're not sure. It started just before the red alert.
I think I know why. Look at this. It's floating in space exactly where the conduit was.
That can't be what it looks like.
Only one way to find out. We need to beam it aboard, but we'll need a way to get it off the ship fast if there's trouble.
We could use the shuttle bay. Set up force fields front and back, then open the doors, and we'll have a makeshift airlock that can be vented instantly.
Good thinking. Do it.
Ready.
Energize. Which shuttle bay, Yubari?
2.
Okay. You've got Khan. Alex, get a team and let's take a look at this thing.
Janiyah, Adal, report to Shuttle Bay 2 immediately.
Be careful, sir.
Always!
And turn those discriminators down until we know what we're dealing with.
I see you beat us here, Commander.
Captain, this is... What is this?
We're not sure yet, but it certainly looked like...
A Borgified Ansible.
Ansibles? I've seen ours, and I still can't believe they really exist. They're the stuff of legend.
What are the scans showing?
Almost nothing. You hear those beeps?
No.
That's literally all I have for you. It's beeping. Otherwise, it's completely opaque to our sensors.
Even more than the other Ansible was. The Borg parts may be shielding it further.
They assimilated an Ansible! Spast! We've always known the Borg were beyond us, but this far?
We need to get a closer look at this thing.
Give me a few more minutes. We'll bring some more equipment and the EVA suit so we can get close to it and not be at risk if the bay has to be vented.
Always fun wearing those things.
I'll give them a hand, sir. We'll be right back. Kestra, we should get the Mark 20 Discriminator. It's still under the pool table, right?
No, I moved it to storage, too.
What? But it's so much less...
I think somebody wants some attention.
It's drawing in some ambient matter. Converting it into... Natives?
Yes, Ansible, we know. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Now, could you maybe be more specific about... Jehoshaphat!
What just...
He's gone. It beamed him somewhere.
Lorok to bridge. The captain was just beamed away. Start scanning for him now.
Help! Maximum ward! Any course! Go!
Yubari, what's going on?
Sir, you need to get up here. The Borg just showed up and they are not happy.
Space. The final frontier. Somewhere, a star is exploding. Somewhere, a new colony is harvesting its first crop. Somewhere, there's a city made of flame, neath a sky that screams with song. The Starship Excelsior's mission is to seek them out and bear witness. That's all you need to know. Starship Excelsior. A Star Trek fan production. Starring Larry Phelan as Captain Alcar Dovan.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Edison Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
Jacqueline Luca as Kestra Janiyah.
Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
And Samuel Gillis as First Officer Alex Lorok.
Listen, by Colin Heyman.
Jehoshaphat! Lorok? Janiyah? Adal? Where am I? Is this wheat?
Alcar? Where did you come from? Hey! Alcar!
Aiden?
Really? You're the surprised one?
But how can you be here? Or how can I be? Aiden, is this Galt?
Of course.
That's impossible. I was just in the Delta Quadrant.
What? You mean now? This minute?
Yes! I touched an alien artifact, and suddenly I was here.
I did hear a noise like a transporter. I figured you just beamed down from your ship.
No! I mean, yes, I was on the ship, but we were across the galaxy, and it was a fancy communicator, not an intergalactic transporter.
Huh.
Which means... this can't really be Galt. Some kind of simulation. Either in a holodeck or just in my head.
Excuse me?
No sign of holotech so far, but That may just mean it's too sophisticated for my tricorder to detect.
I'm not a simulation, Alcar.
That's just what a simulation would say.
I don't have time for this. I'm out in the fields all day and find out on my way back from Jarso that Azbeth and Matina are fighting again. Matina's saying Azbeth sabotaged her replicator, although I can't even tell from the text if that's what started it. Groff and his quad got locked out last night because Matina hid the keys, but they were the wrong keys, so now Groff and Vadi and Orsa, Harz wanted nothing to do with it, and Donant lied to complain to Malai, who's
okay,
now...
Okay, you're real. I believe you. You're real. Please stop.
Huh? What convinced you?
That all sounds completely true, but not even my deepest subconscious would generate a story that boring for a simulation.
Olcar!
Hey, you know it's why I left. Partly. Twice.
Is that why you never write, afraid I'll bore you to death?
Sure I write.
Congratulations on your fifth Purple Heart, by the way. Of course, you only heard about it on the Fleet News.
Fifth? That was two hearts and 2 years ago. Okay, I hear it now. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for this, too, but I need to figure out what's going on.
Well, it wasn't anything on our end.
No, something exciting happening on Galt? That was going to be my first guess after every other possibility. No good! No funny particles, no technobabble alerts, and I think my cholesterol's down. Nothing's weird here.
Except you.
Right.
What's the next step?
I'd better get in touch with Starfleet. Aiden, are you growing a hairline?
We're both getting older, Alcar.
Well, it looks terrible.
Love you too.
Your disgraceful conduct on...
Good Lord!
Hi, Underwood.
Dovan? What in God's name are you doing here?
Nice to see you too.
Excuse me, Commander. This call is classified.
General Hanas, I'll call you back.
Hey, why'd the Voltaire get the new comm badges before the Excelsior?
Jealous, Dovan?
I'm not saying it doesn't look good on you, Underwood. I'm just saying we were told we'd get them before Captain Kell.
Well, that was before the Voltaire accepted this assignment to the Beta Desolation. I told Admiral Parker we needed some incentive.
Boy, I thought the Excelsior had the worst assignment. He sent you into the Desolate Systems?
Yes, obviously. It's not like we'd just come out here for... Wait, you're serious, Dovan? Well, how the devil did you get here without even knowing where here is?
Yeah, I'm working on that one. First the Ansible zapped me.
An Ansible? From the Scions?
From the Borg, actually.
And it beamed you halfway across the galaxy?
Maybe.
Oh, for half a chance to... There's no evidence of the Scions ever using an Ansible this way. But how is it even possible? Shouldn't they need a receiving Ansible at the other end?
Huh, that one hadn't even occurred to me.
Blimey, I need to call the committee.
Oh, no. I'll get you the report after, but I am not going to have it. I'm back! Finally! Commander Janiyah, what's going on here?
Captain, you're back! How?
Are we under attack?
It's the Borg. They arrived right after you vanished.
They must want their Ansible back.
Commander Lorik has a plan, but we have to push the engine.
Cool it, Lee!
No! Sarah, cool.
Go. We'll talk later. Dovan to bridge. I'm back on the ship. On my way up.
Captain! Great Prophet, that's a relief. What happened to you?
I was in the Alpha Quadrant.
What?
You tell me. You're the engineer. The Ansible zaps me, and then I'm in the middle of a wheat field on Galt. And then... Excuse me.
Sorry, sir.
In Underwood's quarters on the starship Voltaire, and he's in the Beta Quadrant.
That doesn't make any sense. Galt's across the galaxy. Ansibles transmit data, not matter.
First things first. Sit rep.
A Borg cube in hot pursuit. There's a Class 5 nebula nearby that we can lose them in. And we have just enough of a head start to reach it. But they're not making it easy.
Hang in there. I'm almost at the turbo...
No! No!
am I this time?
Slew!
What the heck?
You came to visit like you said, but how'd you get on board?
Mina. Hi. Good to see you again. How have you been?
Oh, you know, you've seen one bustling interstellar trading port. You've seen them all.
Oh, I know that look. Already plotting a candy floss heist at your next port of call, are you?
You know it.
Can I get up now?
Oh, sorry. But Cammy's really gonna want to know how you got on board. We're hiding. The shields are up, and I don't see your ship out the window.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm on a kind of transporter ride.
Ride?
Yeah, it's a new thing. It beams you all over the place to visit your friends. Wait. Friends? That's right! These transports aren't totally random. I keep showing up near people I know.
Where have you been so far?
Let's see. I've seen one of my brothers and a guy I used to work with, and I guess Kestra was the last target, wasn't she?
You have brothers?
Yeah, sisters too. Last time I counted, there were 48 of us. 49.
Wow! How did that happen?
On my planet, making a baby involves a bunch of people, not just a mom and a dad. We end up with really big families.
It must be so hard to keep track.
No kidding. They say the Bank of Bolius was paid for by genealogists.
Huh?
Never mind. I just mean you're right. It's hard to remember. I've got them all written down somewhere.
You should write down the people you visit today. It sounds like you're already forgetting.
Yes, I should be doing that. You're full of good ideas today, aren't you?
Want some paper?
No, there's an easier way. I'll just use my comm badge. Activate passive recording mode.
It can do that?
Yeah, it usually draws on my ship's computer, but it can do some basic stuff without. Now I can keep a record just by saying where I am.
I'll do this one. I'm Mina, and this is Spaceship Kindred, orbiting Zosi from Toli Kutodian 9.
I'm really glad you pronounced that. And it's jump number 4. Oh boy, I hope that number doesn't get too high.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll fix the problem soon.
Yeah, my crew's working on it, but they're busy with... Hey, I told you this is a ride.
I'm 17, Dovan.
Huh. Now that is a bold lie. Glad you took my advice to heart.
Good luck.
Captain, sir.
Not all friends! They are not all friends! That was the Bringer! He was hanging out in a volcano! How did I not melt?
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
Huh? Major? Where is, Oh, jeez. I landed practically in your lap.
Sorry. There's not much room in these fighters, sir. If you could just...
Yeah. I'll just squeeze... Okay. There. Much better. Okay, you're probably pretty confused about where I came from.
No need to explain, sir. Lieutenant Lorak made a shipwide announcement about your situation.
Oh, good. I'd better talk to him.
Opening hailing frequencies. And here. Take my phaser.
You think I need one?
I believe you just said you were inside a volcano with the Bringer, and it may be some time before you can get to the bridge and grab the one under your chair.
You know about that? Who told you?
Why, I believe you did, sir. A few days before you crashed on Tulia.
Well, at least I didn't tell you about the one in the battle bridge.
You have a good point, Major. Thanks.
Excelsior here.
Sir, I have Captain Dovan aboard.
Finally. Welcome back, sir.
For however long it lasts, what's our status?
We made it to the nebula. Our sensors are useless. The Borgs...
Alex!
We think it's slowing the scans down. We've also gone to silent running, and Sylvester sent Vincent out with a dozen fighters spoofing our readings.
How long?
For anyone else, months. For the Borg, days, hours, minutes.
Listen, Alex. They want their Ansible back. Give it to them.
We can't do that, sir.
That's an order. Don't worry about saving me. Just get
up. Sir, I meant that literally. We can't return it.
What?
There's a force field stronger than anything we've ever seen around the Ansible. We can't touch or move it. Phasers, tractor beams, transporters. We even vented the bay. It won't budge.
And that's the kind of technology the Borg are bringing to bear on us.
But for the record, if I could return it, I still wouldn't until you were safe.
You would do as ordered, Number One. But thank you. Okay, bring me back to the ship. We probably don't have long, but at least we can get me scanned.
Sorry, sir. We've been trying to get a transporter lock since you hailed us. Whatever's shielding the Ansible is shielding you, too.
Great. I wonder if there's time to bring the Sojourn aboard.
Evasive! Can't dodge! Brace for impact!
Sojourn!
Sojourn here, sir. We're all right, but the bird's dead, sir.
What was that?
The Borg have been firing randomly at intervals. If they hit something our size, the explosion will be easy to track, and they could keep it up 1,000 times longer than we could. Major, Ajax is breaking off to tow you in.
Sir, it's too risky. The Borg...
have the captain on board, Major.
Damn it, Lorok! Forget me! Put everyone to work on that Ansible! Okay, here goes. Jump number 7. Looks like I'm on a planet again, in the middle of a huge field of grass. There are trees in the distance. It's kind of nice, really.
Captain Alcar Dovan.
Brahms!
It's been a while.
Where's my phaser?
The last thing we expected from you was a house call, Dovan.
House call? So this is... wow. It's not what I pictured.
What were you picturing?
I don't know. Machines, weapons, King Arthur, maybe?
Why would you?
You know, Avalon. I read mission reports.
Our scions don't actually live at Avalon, Dovan.
Of course not. Couldn't be that easy, could it? Okay, so what is this place?
This is Triassa One, leader of the scions in this galaxy. Scion ships have a... generous amount of internal space.
Well, at least there's lots of room for your ego.
I was about to say the same thing about you, Bolian.
Really? He's still here?
Let's not get distracted. You shouldn't have picked up that Ansible, Dovan.
So you know what's happening to me?
Of course. The Ansibles belong to the Scions. They monitor all Ansible activity across the galaxy. Right now, that activity is mostly you.
Yeah? So where's my phaser?
Anything you gain in one place is erased in your transition to the next.
Fine, whatever. If the Scions can track me, can they stop me?
Possibly. They're looking into it now.
Looking into it?
The Scions are cosmic powers, but they're not gods, Dovan. They have limits. They also have rules.
You are the last person who can talk about rules.
Am I? But don't worry, the Scions are very busy with this problem. That's why Triassa isn't speaking through me right now. Whatever the Borg have done to this Ansible is difficult for even them to understand, much less interfere with.
These robots are a waste of life, a plague on the universe, but a worthy foe.
In the meantime, I've been permitted to give you this. Wear it on your ear. It emits a psychic dampening field that suppresses extreme emotions.
Sounds like the hot new accessory for Vulcans, but how does it help me?
This one is set to reduce surprise in particular. The people around you will find it natural that you're there, even if you've just appeared out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that does sound handy. If nothing else, it'll save me a lot of long explanations. Or it would, if I could take it with me.
You can.
But you just said anything I gain gets erased.
It's Scion technology, Dovan. Now then, the effect should linger for a while. With a little luck, your visits will be a dreamlike experience that fades from memory.
Based on the amount of hedging you did there, I have a feeling I'll still be answering a lot of letters when this is over.
Perhaps.
At least now, if I pop up behind Jubari, she won't break my spine on reflex.
Were you worried about that?
We had a surprise party for her 3 days ago. Dr. Sharp is still treating 2 crewmen for concussion.
How is the good doctor these days? Do tell her I said hello.
You son of a... Jump 8, a hospital room.
Cadet, is that you? It's the middle of a damn night.
Is that?
Turn around. Let me get a good look at you. Ensign Alcard Dovan. You know, another minute and I was going to put you on the report.
Captain Amazov, my first CO out of the Academy.
Yes, and I'll be your last if you're late tonight shift again. Take your station, Ensign. The Endeavor needs a good pilot at the helm.
Of course. He starts hallucinating just when I'm... Oh, excuse me, sir. Commander, sir?
Cadet. At ease, Cadet.
Get this infernal nuisance off my bridge, Ensign.
Why are we in a hospital?
Starfleet Medical, sir. Captain Amosov's iromotic syndrome is in the final stages, sir. Is this a test, sir?
He'd only just been diagnosed when I rejoined Starfleet. We need a few minutes, Cadet...
Cadet Chirane, sir. It's after hours, but I have some discretion. Will 5 minutes be enough?
Should be fine, Cadet. Dismissed.
Your station, Ensign.
Aye, sir.
Ah, that's better. So... what brings you up to the bridge in the middle of the night, Ensign Dovan?
As I recall, Captain, wasn't that what I asked you when you'd come upstairs at 0300?
But tonight, I was here first, so I get to ask.
You got me there, Captain. It's a funny thing, actually. I'm being beamed around the galaxy. A few minutes ago, I was in the Delta Quadrant.
You're not getting away with one of your tall tales tonight, Bullion. What's on your mind?
No, really, Captain. We discovered a piece of Borg technology.
Borg technology? You're telling me a member of my crew has solved the Borg transport enigma?
The Borg transport enigma?
The Borg transport enigma! Borg Queen's cube blows up at Wolf 359. She shows up again a few years later, and so do some poor souls who should have died on that cube. How?
They're Borg. Probably a wormhole like an Iconian gate or one of those Sicarian portal things.
Sicarian trajectors? That's what that idiot Gil Hooley kept telling me, too. Let me save you 26-hour-long meetings, Ensign. There were no Borg relays in range, no neutrino residue, and the Borg didn't even find Sicaris until 10 years after the battle. Today, maybe. Then... not a chance. That was always Gil's problem. He thinks in three-dimensional terms. The Borg do not, and the Enigma remains. Try again.
Okay. Then maybe they just used a big transporter beamed across the galaxy?
How you gonna beam across the galaxy? Data? Oh, sure, we can beam information at warp speed, maybe transwarp, far as you like. But what about the matter?
Right. The matter stream can't go faster than light, and you can't beam at all if you don't take the body apart and send it along with the pattern.
Unless you fancy getting killed every time you step into a transporter so some clone can pop out at the other end, then we wouldn't need starships. We could just beam from planet to planet using fresh matter at the destination to build a new body. If you ever want to make Captain Mr. Dovan, you need to remember why things work.
So the enigma is, how can the Borg send a matter stream, a person's body, halfway across the galaxy without a wormhole? But if they figured out how to pipe matter into an Ansible...
What are you talking about, Ensign? That Rentari dreadnought's still inbound.
I remember that mission.
Red alert! Shields up!
Captain, that's not what you did.
Ensign, you're relieved. Mr. Ty, shields. They're nearly in range.
Raising shields. Phasers and photon torpedoes. Range 300,000 kilometers. Awaiting your orders, Captain.
I'm hungry. Get me some of that bloodworm garbage that passes for cuisine on this rock.
I'll see what I can do. I've always tried to be like you, Captain. You taught me what the soul of an explorer looked like. And even like this, apparently you still know the Borg better than anyone.
Naturally, I studied up on the Borg after Wolf 359. With the Endeavor all but destroyed, I had... Wait, Endeavor's gone. I made you leave for the Tacumbra, Ensign, then... Where am I?
Starfleet Medical, Captain.
Ah, then I'm no doubt feeling the after effects of some fantastic adventure on the final frontier.
Something like that, Captain.
Excuse me, Commander.
Ah, this tyrant.
The Captain really needs to get some sleep, sir.
He tasks me, Ensign. You task me, Cadet, and I won't stand for it.
It's all right, Captain. I'll see you. I'll see you next time. Is he usually that bad?
That was the best Captain Amosov has been in weeks, sir. Usually he's just raving and raging. Mostly at me.
How much time left on your rotation?
Too long.
The Academy only requires 3 months here, Cadet.
Sir, of course, sir. It's just...
Speak freely, Cadet.
Yes, sir. I'm glad Starfleet honors its veterans, sir. But that's not Captain Amosov anymore. It's a bag of flesh with a paranoid, rotting brain. There's so much I need to learn in 4 years, sir. Astrophysics, xenobiology, warp theory. Is Starfleet wise to make me spend 3 months of that time caring for him? Sir?
I think I gave my CO that exact speech 23 years ago. Probably didn't word it quite as well.
So you see my point, sir.
You know... The Klingon Academy teaches what they call the way of the warrior. Warp theory, too, but their job is to make warriors, and it shows. The Bomaran Institute on Cardassia has a warp theory class, which they have to squeeze in between all the stuff about submitting to the state. Tholian warp theorists graduate with a big side order of xenophobia. And Starfleet Academy has this. They give you someone who's decaying, probably hates you, who has no utility whatsoever to you or anybody else, and they say, help him. I'd have been a better captain if they'd made me stay a year. Finally got to finish a sentence. Jump 9. It's dark here. A cave?
Who's there?
Oh, Neva. Geez, sorry to wake you.
Not your fault. Computer, lights.
The Borg haven't caught you yet.
Not yet.
What's the plan when they penetrate the nebula?
The nebula? No, they found us in the nebula hours ago.
You escaped?
Not really.
What happened?
Renegade Squadron was... Well, they were trying to... The Renegades bought us time. We're in an asteroid. Sylvester found one big enough to hide us in for a little while until we have a better plan.
How many fighters made it back?
We think Ajax might have gotten out. She was out of position after dropping off Sojourn. That might have saved her.
Commander, there were a dozen fighters out there. Not even a distress call?
I'm not sure Alex would wake me if we got one. Sometimes he's too protective. You men just don't communicate. Sorry, I just want to be... But regulations say I need to sleep, so I sleep. Even if I keep dreaming of machines in the dark.
Sorry about waking you up. I'll go. I need to end this. Now.
Sir, I know Zat Besant just asked you to officiate her marriage. We all know if you could have taken her place, you would have. You would have for any of them.
But I couldn't. She still died. John Sylvester is still a widower before the wedding. My good intentions didn't make the slightest difference.
No, you're wrong.
I don't see how. Oh, great. Where am I now? Some kind of closet? Is that a dress? Where's the door control?
What the?
Halt. This is a restricted area.
In the name of the Yellow King, state your identity and purpose in the royal dining room.
So I guess the gizmo explains away my appearing in a closet, but not my lack of security clearance. Where are we anyway?
Guards, don't mind Garrof. He's drunk again.
Garrof? Counselor Garrof?
Of course. You haven't seen his new host body. Rather hideous, I admit, but even a zero of Garrof's influence could only hope for so much after how quickly he burned through the last one. But I can't recall Garrof. Was it the syphilis or the cirrhosis that killed her?
Skipper?
See? Completely blotto. Leave us, guards. Garrof and I have intrigues to discuss. I have quite enough food to share. No need to bother Steward about this.
Yes, milady.
Well, now you've done it, Captain. It's lucky for you this island's going to explode in an hour. I don't think your cover as Counselor Garrof will hold up much longer than that. And then they're bound to start wondering whether I'm really the Yellow King.
Skipper, I thought you were in New Zealand.
You knew I wasn't ready for paradise just yet. What about you? This is pretty deep into zero space for somebody without Beetlejuice.
Borgified Ansible zapped me, and now it's like I'm unstuck in space. The Borg are after my crew, and I can't help them. I just keep getting beamed to different people I know for a few minutes at a time.
So you're bouncing pillar to post. You know, I should be surprised to see you here. I'm guessing I'm not, because of that Scion gizmo round your ear.
How do you know about that?
Zerum was always trying different ways to make me be more, quote, serene in meetings.
Okay. And just to be clear, did you say this island's going to explode?
Yeah, but not for like an hour. I've got to go in about 20 minutes.
Well, hopefully I'll be out of your hair long before that.
Been anywhere interesting? Besides here, I mean.
At this point, I really don't give a pebble.
What? Really?
Not while my crew is in danger.
Oh.
What?
It's just, aren't you the one always telling me about how much you love exploring and seizing wonder from the stars or something?
Sure, that's why I joined Starfleet.
But every time you go exploring, you end up complaining to me about it the next day. You didn't love Mantua.
Dr. Sharp was almost executed.
You spent an hour telling me what a rough time Leno was.
They were gonna blow up the moon.
You were too grim to talk to for a week after the Bringer.
Of course I was grim. He was the literal Grim Reaper.
All I'm saying is you're doing something nobody's ever done before. Beaming across the galaxy in the blink of an eye. I thought you'd be happier now you're in your element. But hey, I don't pretend to get it. All I ever wanted to do was get out of the stars and get home to Earth.
And I can see how much you loved getting there, Skipper.
Yeah, damn straight. I guess it turned out I couldn't just decide to be the person I wanted myself to be. Maybe someday I will. I hope so. What'd the Scions tell you?
They're working on it.
From somebody who's been there, done that, you want my advice? Don't wait for them.
You don't think they'll come through?
Oh, they'll come through. They always do. The question is how many of your people will be left by the time they do.
This gets better and better.
Do me two favors, Dovan.
Two?
First, stop whining.
What's the second?
If the whiz kids on your ship figure out how to control this super transporter of yours, I bet Starfleet's gonna whisk it away from you. If that happens, come see me first.
How come?
Because just once, I'd really like to meet my grandchildren.
Sorry, Skipper.
You wanted to get out among the stars, Captain, so get going. Not all of us can.
Jump number... Oh. Oh, no. Okay, the Borg only care if you're a threat, so I'll just keep my head down, find an unused alcove, and I'll be off this Borg cube, Jehoshaphat. As soon as the next...
Borg Captain of the Starship Excelsior, registering end CC-2000C.
Present?
You will return with an artifact translocation device.
We will! We will. You just need to give us time.
Unacceptable.
We're shutting it down so we can get it off our ship. It's just taking...
You will return the device immediately.
Hey, don't take this out on us. You should have been more careful with that thing. Why chuck it across the quadrant if it's so damn important?
The loss of this device was inadvertent. The vessel carrying it disintegrated in transit.
Huh. Were you in a fighter? Does that just happen to you guys sometimes?
You will return the device.
We're working on it! Please be patient, just a little while.
Unnecessary. Many untraces detected on your garment.
What? My garment?
Analyzing mastery.
No! They're not in this stuff. It's a trick. Don't waste your time.
Maybe I'm so satisfied.
Dovan, to Excelsior! Run! Get out of there!
Retreat is
No! No!
Debris not detected.
There's no debris?
Device not located. Starship Excelsior will be apprehended.
Please! This isn't their fault! Just...
Existence is futile.
Jump number 35. Looks like a ship.
Captain, finally!
XO! Somehow you kept the ready room in one piece.
For now.
I know.
I've been trying to will myself back here, but I think instead I've seen everyone I've ever met who isn't on the Excelsior. Would you believe President Uhura still sings?
We've been worried about you. The Borg found us by scanning for the Nadion signature from when you got beamed out. Which they could have only gotten from you.
Yeah, sorry about that. What did you do to the asteroid?
Remember the skyfires on Tulia? The asteroid interior was packed with tetrazine, so we did the same thing. We took heavy damage, but as you'll recall, the tetrazine explosion...
But the skyfires also hit our warp trail! That's why the Borg haven't caught up to us! Brilliant!
No, it only gave us a 10-minute head start. That ran out an hour ago.
Oh. Okay, so where are we now?
We're inside a star. That's why we blacked out the windows. We're using metaphasic shields to protect ourselves.
Why haven't the Borg followed us in?
Metaphasics is pretty tricky stuff. And its consumption curve scales geometrically with larger ships. Mounting it on a standard Borg cube would be inefficient.
So their cubes don't have the technology. They can't follow us into the sun. Right, Number One?
No, they can't. But they're adapting. Their projection matrix has already taken shape.
How long?
Maybe an hour?
I don't suppose you have a phaser.
In the ready room? Why?
Never mind. Look, you need to evacuate. Separate the saucer section. If we can't get the Ansible off the ship, we can get everyone else off.
I'll give the order. When we make a run for it, we'll just have to hope all the cubes follow.
Wait, all the cubes?
There are five of them, Captain.
Five?
Two of them are the tactical cubes. Starfleet has never seen more than one in the same place.
Okay. There's still an hour. The Scions are working on a solution.
Damn it!
Whoa!
After all we've been through, is that what our survival comes down to? Hoping a higher power sees fit to step in and save us.
Calm down, Alex. First of all, that's my table. Second, I really thought something would come to me when I started this sentence.
Sorry, sir.
Alex, honestly, if you hadn't started shouting, I would have. Look, there's something I've needed to do for a while now.
We should focus on the answer.
It's an engineering problem. Either they'll figure it out in the time I have left or they won't. But I won't be any help, and I really don't have much time. I just... here.
Sir, this pip belongs to you.
Not anymore. I've been waiting months for the paperwork to go through. Brass keeps pushing it back on me because of time and rank or some idiot preoccupation. But their time just ran out. You're in acting command of the Excelsior, Alex Lorak, and you're doing exactly what Captain Cortez asked us to do. About time your rank reflected that, Lieutenant Commander.
Sir, this... You know I don't care about this. It's just metal.
That's how you earned it, kid. Your crew cares, though whether they realize it or not. So use it, just like you use every other tool in your kit to get the job done. Get them out of here. You leave the Ansible to the Borg, and you run. The Renegades already gave their lives. Nobody else. Not today.
Sir.
Commander? Have we lost anyone else? How many?
I'm not going to abandon you, Captain. We're going to get
How many, Commander? What in the...
Dovan! Excellent timing!
Premier Betranov?
You will die, Premier. In the name of our
clan. Assist me, Dovan!
These assassins have come for my head.
Take that sword!
The one on the wall?
Kill the blue one. I've got the slithering knob.
Preferably before they behead you, Dovan.
You will never win!
Hey, friend! How about we settle this?
with a nice game of stratagema instead.
Honor sake, blue skin. I will let you live until you are back into that corner.
Premier, I don't actually know how to use this.
Do not worry, Dovan.
I only needed the distraction.
The saw will never rust till you are dead, Premier. You may have captured me, but I will tell you not.
Then I have no need of capturing you, assassin.
Ooh,
such cowardice. Two assassins, not at all a fair fight.
Wait, so one assassin would have been okay?
Is it not in the Federation? Your leaders go unchallenged?
I mean, that's not the description I would choose.
Good. Perhaps your assassins can teach ours something. Since the gods fell silent, Valandria has turned into a planet of pacifists and vegetarians.
Pacifists, Premier?
Can you believe it's been over a year since the last challenge I faced? And they couldn't even fight with honor. Pacifism.
I guess that's a relative term here.
No matter. You've come to my aid once again, Dovan, and wielding one of our great blades.
What I really need is the Major's phaser, not this ancient thing.
That ancient thing is the seal of my office. Passed down through one dynasty after another. No male has ever held it. It is the Sword of Democles.
Excuse me?
The Sword of Democles.
So, I have an idea. Why not celebrate your conquest of your foes by, smashing this thing into a million pieces?
Did the assassin strike your skull, Dovan?
Really, I'd be happy to smash this Sword of Damocles for you into a million tiny little pieces.
Return the sword now.
Yeah, okay.
Strange. I am only now beginning to wonder how came you here. Did your lust for destroying artifacts bring you all this way?
It's a very long story, Premier. I'll tell you the whole thing later when I can be sure I won't disappear halfway through it.
I do not enjoy being in your debt, or anyone's. Allow me to assist you.
Thanks. But I need to get back to my crew. They're in terrible danger.
Oh, well then, there is nothing to fear. You are in your element.
Excuse me?
Element. Do you not know that word? It is Eastern dialect.
I know the word my translator turned it into. Go on.
Like any warrior, you thrive upon danger. You left no doubt of that mere moments ago.
I parried like two stabs, barely. I'm just lucky it didn't take any longer for you to skewer that guy. I am not a warrior, Premier.
Nonsense. Was it not you who stood with me against a traitor Sora-ji? Did we not slay the very gods?
What I am is a Starfleet officer. Sometimes that means fighting, but most of the time it means exploring. This is what the skipper was trying to tell me too, isn't it? I guess you both think I really belong in a war zone killing bad guys.
This skipper sounds insightful.
She's a pain, and so are you.
Why, the show of humility, Dovan. You once spoke to me eloquently of the need to kill the Jem'Hadar.
Jem'Hadar!
Yes, them. Would you call those the words of an explorer or of a warrior called to defeat those who would bring chaos and suffering?
I did say that, didn't I?
At some length.
I made things pretty easy for myself. Just kill the Jem'Hadar, as many as it takes. A solar system? Why not?
I do not know how to ease your troubles, Dovan. Your Captain Rachel Cortez was a warrior. Naturally, you are a warrior as well. If you will not be one for yourself, be one for her.
Captain Cortez never tried to turn me into a warrior. Even if she'd wanted to, she didn't have time before we lost her.
It would be a poor general indeed who selected a first officer without already knowing who he was. and who he would become.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, Premier.
Rachel Cortez was not a fool. Indeed, I found her to be a very good judge of character, Commander.
No. No! That is not what she meant. That is not why she chose me.
Indeed. And what did she mean then?
She... I... We weren't...
Alcar.
Hi, Melissa.
I'll get you some food. Alex didn't think to ask if you'd had dinner.
No. Not until this is over.
Oh, very noble. Also, stupid. Starving yourself doesn't bring back the renegade pilots. It just puts the rest of us in danger.
Are we still in the star?
Alex made his break 10 minutes ago. The rest of us are waiting to make sure all the Borg cubes follow.
I take it he wasn't smart enough to send the damn thing out on autopilot?
He said he knew you'd say that. And he said to tell you he's not giving up.
Figures. I didn't want him sacrificing himself. Why wouldn't he listen?
You realize that's exactly how he feels about your plan, right?
Yeah, but this is the captain's job.
Even if that were true, which it's not, the ship needs the captain more than anyone else.
Yeah, Underwood told me the same thing once.
Well, you should listen. You do this all the time.
I've tried to see it your way. I really have. I just keep coming back to Captain Cortez. She died for this crew without hesitation. How can I expect less of myself?
You've always glorified Rachel's death, but it wasn't some noble sacrifice, Alcar. She was collateral damage in an alien civil war.
No, that's not what I mean. I think she could have made it if she'd let herself heal. But she fought back, gave us the information we needed before it was too late. She gave the Federation a chance, but it was just too much for her body.
You're mythologizing it again. Rachel Cortez died of internal hemorrhaging and a shortage of T-negative blood. That's it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is just how a warrior like me sees things. You win. I'll have what you're having.
TFK sandwich. Here. Warrior.
Betra Nah thinks that's what I am. Sam Cox, too. They say my real talent is for war, not peace. I'm starting to think I've been kidding myself.
And are you?
Melissa, this is where you're supposed to reassure me I am a talented explorer who hates war.
I don't doubt you hate it, Alcar. But aren't you pretty damn good at it? Even I'm impressed watching you in combat. Horrified, but of course you won 100 medals during the war. It's peace you don't know what to do with. You, as the great explorer, it's like watching a dolphin try to play baseball.
I can change that!
Isn't that what you've been trying to do for 2 years? How's that going for you? We are who we are, Alcar.
Only what my times made me. The Borg attacks, the Dominion War.
My stomach was spilled open by a Jem'Hadar Kartarkin on Starfleet Medical's front lawn. You weren't the only person who lived through the war. But look at me, and then look in a mirror, Alcar. We didn't come through it the same. The things you've done, your legacy was never going to be a big treaty or voyage, or even some third-class nebula named after you.
Uh-huh. So what is my legacy, Melissa? The Battle of Beta Zed? Second Chintaka?
I'm sorry, Alcar.
What's my legacy?
Gevenon.
No. No.
What else, Alcar? There were 6 billion people down there, and you saved us from every one of them.
It was 3 billion.
It was 6. 3 billion bluegills you assumed were all enemy combatants, and 3 billion hosts you assumed couldn't be helped.
Melissa, it was a war. More than war. It was everything. It was the survival of all free peoples in the galaxy.
A just society must go to any lengths. Is that it?
There was no other way!
You hate Brahms so much. But when the time came, you piled up a higher body count than he ever dreamed of, and made the same tired excuses to justify it.
Brahms killed innocents!
Exactly, Alcar.
No. No. No, Melissa. I did what I had to do, but those bluegill slavers and the walking corpses they lived in, that's not my body count. I'll tell you my body count. Cortez, Amara, Westlake, Rawl! All the people on this crew who have died for Starfleet's mission, died believing there are things in this life worth dying for. I know all their names, Melissa, every one, and if I could, I would give my life for any of theirs. The captain's duty is...
Sir, engineering reports were well past the red line, and the Borg are still gaining on us.
We just need to buy Kestra enough time to fix the Ansible, Commander.
She'd better be quick, then. The lead cube will intercept us in... Captain?
The battle bridge. Finally.
Captain, you're back.
Number one, we're out of options, aren't we?
Engineering's trying a new theory in the science...
Are too late. Hail the Borg.
What?
Hail them. Now!
Hailing frequencies open.
This is Dovan. You get your shot at the Ansible in 30 seconds. Don't waste it. And hail.
Sir, what are you planning?
I need my chair.
Of course, you're the captain.
Not to sit in it. I just need this.
A phaser!
Captain, what are you doing?
The Ansible, the force field, everything that's happening, it's all tied to my signature, isn't it? To my body. So if my body is vaporized...
Alcott,
sorry, Commander. You don't get to die for me today. Just this once. It's finally my turn.
No!
Sir, you're disintegrating.
Really slowly.
The cubes are breaking off.
Bridge, the Ansible shield dropped. The Borg beamed it out.
It worked. Captain, are you...
You are Captain Alcott.
We're in poor shape, sir.
Captain,
you better get on the smile show.
Would follow you to hell. But I'll be damned before I did it for 2 bottles of Saurian brandy.
Strangely enough, I'm fine.
Hit it.
Killing a planet.
You are Captain Alcar Dovan of the starship. You are Captain Alcar Dovan of the starship Excelsior. Hello? Is the ship safe?
Alcar Dovan?
That's me. This isn't what I was expecting.
Neither was I. You should have asked if I wanted to see you again.
Leonardo Cortez? You're the captain's brother.
What brings you here, Captain?
I'm traveling, visiting some friends.
Friends? On Vulcan. And you consider me a member of that group?
You know what? Yeah. I'd like to talk a bit, if you have time.
I suppose. Have a seat.
When I gave you the news... I kept things pretty short. I'm sorry about that. I found it very hard to talk about your sister and that mission.
Clearly. You hardly told me anything about it.
Well, unfortunately, most of the important parts are classified so high they don't have level numbers. But there's one thing I wasn't ready to tell you because I wasn't sure of it myself yet. Her death mattered, Leonardo. It meant something. To me, to my crew, and believe it or not, to the whole galaxy.
I suppose that's good to know.
You know, she even has admirers on that lizard planet. I talked to one today.
Valandria, you mean?
Valandria. She told you she was going there?
She was sorry I couldn't come. I was always the reptile lover in the family. She was much more interested in birds.
Oh, yeah? Too bad she missed out on the Tulians. We made contact with them under some pretty interesting circumstances a few months ago.
She always had more trouble remembering names than she let on. She used to say she wished her Vulcan half would carry its weight a little more.
Yeah, you're right. She didn't let on. I never noticed.
Rachel wasn't perfect. But she was very good at making it look that way.
I want you to know I've tried. I've really tried to be the kind of captain she could be proud of.
I can tell. And I think she would be.
I'm not so sure. I've done some things she definitely never would have.
She saw something in you, Captain. She gave you the character commander speech.
How'd you know?
Let's just say you weren't her first protege to hear it. She meant what she said, though. She knew you were ready to become great. And she wanted to meet that best version of you, not a clone of herself.
Tell me something. Betrana, the Premier of Valandria, calls Captain Cortez a warrior. How would she feel about that?
She wouldn't love it. But coming from a warrior culture, I think she'd take it in the spirit it was meant.
But she'd rather be remembered as an explorer, right?
Isn't a good captain both of those things? Is it necessary to choose?
Hadn't really thought of it that way before.
Captain Dovan.
Yes? Sorry to intrude. It's usually someone I know.
I'm not sure whether to pour you a drink or kill you.
You could poison the drink, do both.
Come, sit down. It won't do for you to stand in the hall. I have a question I've needed to ask you for 2 years, and I never quite get up the nerve to write.
Sure, okay. This is a very nice house. Incredible view. The ocean on all 5 sides.
Why didn't you save them both?
Both?
You saved Tamura. You saved him that day over Beta Zed, even though the radiation should have killed you. But Alan. You were there. You were right there. I don't know what happened. They won't tell me, but they said you saw it happen. You saw his console explode, and they couldn't even bring a body home to me. You could have saved him, too.
Crewman Alan Harkless, engineering diagnostician, first class. I get it, Ansible. I still don't know what you were up to before, but I know what you're up to now.
What does that mean?
It means Harkless was a damn good kid. Do you have a few minutes?
Why?
Because I want to tell you every single thing I remember about Crewman Harkless, about Alan. You deserve that, and more importantly, so does he.
Amerigo was so excited to be posted on a Sovereign-class ship.
The top of the fleet.
Yeah, I caught him once, just kinda staring googly-eyed at the map of the ship in engineering. It's hard to get your head around that size.
That was him all over.
I'm not saying Shannon didn't like you. She just didn't like your command style.
Eh, that's fair.
He died for nothing! It was supposed to be a routine diplomatic mission, and now he'll never see the face of his baby boy. There is nothing you can say to make that better.
No, there's not. Too many people died that day, including Rick.
One is too many.
Yeah, you're right.
She had done a lot of station duty, but the Excelsior was her first starship. Her going out in one of those little fighters, we were always so nervous. Always. But you know what? She never was.
Yeah, not that I ever saw.
She was doing her part, she said. We chose that for her epitaph. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't get into those things.
It's okay. You can tell me whatever comes to mind. I'm just here to listen.
Welcome back, Dovan.
I didn't think I'd see you again.
We should both be so lucky.
The delay in solving this dilemma is regretted.
Triassa, so it was you. What did you do exactly?
The Scions have been trying for hours to modify their own Ansible to lock onto you. When you vaporized yourself, it weakened the Borg Ansible's lock on you enough for the Scions to finally break through.
So why did I keep traveling after that? You could have sent me straight back here or to the Excelsior.
It must be realized that the Ansible modifications made by the Borg are not well understood. It was not the Scions who had primary control.
Oh yeah? So why do I feel like they had their thumb on the scale for this last portion of my travels?
It is accepted that independent life forms will draw their own conclusions. But perhaps the reason for this final meeting is merely continuation rather than explanation.
Triassa, I told you, I don't want to talk about it. Not with him.
Huh?
Ignore him. He's being deliberately obscure.
So don't be deliberately obtuse, Isaac. They're talking about Alex Rowe, Captain.
Kestra told me she gave you the news.
Then you also know I can hardly remember his face. His voice. Bad enough to lose my only friend's future. How much worse to lose his past as well. I just hope I said goodbye.
Brahms, I hope so too.
And you, Dovan? Do you feel better having said goodbye?
To Rawl? I didn't...
No. Not to him.
Then what do you... Great. One last mystery.
Captain! You're back!
Whoa! Easy there.
Kestra Telorak, the captain's back on board.
Thank the Maker. We weren't sure you were still alive, sir.
For a few seconds there, Alex, I was pretty sure I wasn't.
This time we have to find a way to keep you from transporting out.
I don't think that'll be necessary. My gizmo's gone, which means the Scions don't think I need it anymore. Try to get a transporter lock on me. I'll hold still.
It's working. I've got a lock.
It's over, people. I'm home.
So what did the total number of jumps turn out to be?
291. And boy, are my arms tired. That was a joke.
Do you have any idea what Brahms meant? About saying goodbye?
Yeah, I think so. The thing is, I lost all these people, but I never mourned them. For a while, it was just because there were bigger things to worry about. But did you know today makes 2 years since Gevenon?
Alcar.
You're right. Of course you knew. We've just been trying not to talk about it for 2 years. Gevenon was the first thing I thought about when I woke up. Then I spent all morning trying to push it away. It's a reflex now. I had plenty of time, and I still hadn't done what I needed to do.
Which is what, exactly?
I don't know. Just come to terms, spend a little time with their memories. They deserve that, don't they? To be remembered for who they were and not just for what I did to them.
So what's your answer to Brahms's question? Do you feel better?
I do. And that's funny. Because I shouldn't.
Why not?
Because when I got back, I took a look at the list of casualties we've suffered since Valandria.
And?
I missed 3. What?
What I'm supposed to say is, nobody's perfect. You try harder than anyone could ask. And that would even be true.
But what are you actually gonna say?
That you forgot 6 billion!
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
Then maybe you should listen. What if they'd surrendered, Alcar? What would you have done then?
They were never going to do that.
Maybe not, but that's not the point. In that one universe in a million where Gevenon did surrender, you would have been up a creek. Because, for your plan to work, they all had to die. That's not war. It's only murder. You're a war captain because you made choices in war that you can't take back in peace. And you'll be waiting a long time for another chance to fix that.
How long did you have in mind?
Well, Odysseus spent 20 years getting home.
Who?
For God's sake, Alcar. Your life revolves around the Sword of Damocles and you've never bothered to read any other Greek myths? Try it sometime, you'll learn something. Odysseus's sin was the same as yours and the same as Brahms.
From context, I'm guessing murder?
No. Hubris. So, what now?
How about breakfast? Tomorrow morning, marine mess so we can use their deep fryer?
And we pretend this never happened.
No. This was, I thought I would hate you. When you finally told me that, I thought I'd hate you. It's why I never let you.
I thought you'd hate me too.
I don't.
Then we... Maybe we should let one hard truth sink in before we face the next one.
Bingo. That's what I was trying to say.
You don't know Homer, but you know Bingo.
Fiorella's Pizzeria didn't have Homer nights.
See you tomorrow. Chief Medical Officer's Log. Supplemental. Mark medically privileged and encrypt. Command lockout. Authorization sharp 24110. He hasn't guessed. Asimov practically told him. Would have, if he'd been more lucid that day. But Alcar didn't get it. As God is my witness, I hope he never does. Ansibles transmit data, not matter. First thing Alex said when he heard. So how could an Ansible send a matter stream across the galaxy? Turns out, it can't. When it was over, we checked internal sensors. Whenever Alcar appeared, the overall mass in the room didn't increase, like a real transporter. The mass stayed the same. Alcar wasn't being transported. He was being vaporized, then rebuilt somewhere else from a blueprint. New matter, new body, new Alcar. That's why the Borg are able to do it. They don't have some miraculous technological insight, they just don't give a damn. I don't know if Alcar would give a damn either. He doesn't believe in anything as esoteric as a soul, so it could mean nothing to him. Or it could mean everything. I don't want to find out. Physically, Alcar is exactly who he was before, right down to the DNA. He remembers all his jumps, so his consciousness must have made the journey. Unless he just remembers it that way. So does it make a difference? We have no evidence and can draw no conclusions. We can only hope. All I can say for sure is this. Alcar Dovin would have given his life for everyone who died on his watch. And maybe now he has.
In that episode, Aiden Dovan was played by Scott Smith, Joshua Underwood, Gareth Bowley, Mina, Jennifer Ann Scott, Isaac Brahms, Julian Bang, The Bringer, Glenn Haskell, The Major, Chris Bainbridge, Captain Amosov, John Lingard, Skipper Sam Cox, Elise Crowell, Petra Nod, Joyce Bender, Cadet Charain, Adam Blanford, Pseudo was Thomas Barnes, Triassa, Chris Bainbridge, Leo Cortez, David Botcher, Mrs. Harkless, Tess Haddon, Mrs. Valeri, Marie Byer, Ernest Brother, Nick Bruce, Mrs. Hunter, Vivian Chung, Mr. Friel, Jeff Brackett, Kenneth Shadow, Carla Bandetta, Ensign Sylvester, John Boss, Assassins, Julie Bruno, and Melissa Carter, General Sophia Hanas, Katie Gomez, Bluegill Guards, Rochelle Bello, and Gary Roskell, Crewman Luke Lopresto, Narrator Mike Hennessy, Voice of the Borg, a collective effort, directed by James Spagata, Executive Producer James Haney, Post Producers Jim Spagata, Bob Hopwood, Alexandra Whitley, Mike Hennessy, Jesse Farkerson, Mike Sorensen, James Haney, Matthew Blondin, Artwork by John Boss, Theme Song by Samuel Gillis, Montage Music by Trocadero, used by generous permission. Visit them at Trocadero.net. Additional music by Michael Blaze. Full music credits at StarshipExcelsior.com. Special thanks, Michael Blaze, Joyce Bender, and Gene Roddenberry.
From what we gather, something emerged from the dwarf, Star Tiresias, and presumably tore apart the golem.
The energy signature of Tiresias changed significantly at 6:43 set time. At that point, all telemetry cut out. We do know that something left a large amount of organic matter in its wake. A trail of an ashy substance can be found leading from Tiresias, past the Gorlin and onward out of the solar system.
All data was corrupted beyond recovery, and this symbol was found repeatedly all over the station.
I know it. I remember. It was there in Eden. I'm sure of it.
The reluctant, immortal Adam Delta 5 must defend the very structure of the universe whilst confronting his past.
You remember?
No, you do not. You are close. Inside.
Where are you now? Where is your true form?
Sailing through the void. Searching.
For what?
In time. Adam Delta 5.
Chain of Being, a mythic sci-fi podcast. Listen now, where all good podcasts are found.
This has been an Excelsior production.
Starship Excelsior will return in the season 5 finale, Don't Let the Door Hit You, coming in 2021. And we'll probably come up with something for Boxing Day, too. Please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. Your feedback really helps. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.